Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here in the studio with us, as he is at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. This is my favorite time of the week. But before we can do this week's show, we've got a loose end to tie up from last week. So why don't you clear up our challenge?
In which I said, start with the title of the 1982 film Blade Runner. Change one letter to a G, and you can spell the two-word name of something that isn't true, but a lot of people think is. What is it?
It's an urban legend.
That's right. If you change one of the R's to a G, you can spell urban legend. Okay, Ian, on July 29th, 1907, Robert Baden-Powell began setup of the Brown Sea Island Scout Camp. Located in Poole Harbor in the south of England, the camp would begin a week and a half later as a test environment for ideas in Baden-Powell's book Scouting for Boys. The week-long event is recognized as the first scout camp in the world and as the origin of the global scout movement. To commemorate Baden-Powell's pioneering event, this week our questions are about famous people with hyphenated last names.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say scouts.
From 2010 to 2015, actor Rob James Collier portrayed Thomas Barrow, a footman who works his way up to underbutler, for the aristocratic Crawley family on what acclaimed drama series set in Yorkshire in the 1910s and 1920s?
I'm not certain about this, but it sounds a lot like Downton Abbey.
That's because it is Downton Abbey. And the first episode of that series begins the day after the sinking of the Titanic. He was born in Cairo, Egypt in 1922, earned a PhD in international law, and became the sixth person to hold the position he is most well known for, succeeding Javier Perez de Cuellar and succeeded by Kofi Annan. Who is he?
As Ali G would say, his main man, Boutros Ghali.
Yes, I think you got the number of Boutroses right in that. Who won six Olympic medals, three gold, a silver, and two bronze, in the heptathlon and the long jump between 1984 and 1996, and was named the greatest female athlete of the 20th century by Sports Illustrated, just ahead of Babe Didriksson-Zaharias?
There could be two answers, and they're related.
Technically, there is only one correct answer because the other one does not actually hyphenate her last name.
Oh, no.
I know you know which two names you want to say because of what you just said. So.
Well, let me throw the dice and say Flojo.
The other one.
Oh, so it's Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
It's Jackie Joyner-Kersee is correct. Yes, Florence Griffith Joyner does not hyphenate Griffith Joyner. She also did not do the things in the questions, right? The first female war correspondent and the first woman to work in combat zones during World War II, Margaret Bork White began her career as a commercial photographer before becoming a photojournalist. She was hired in 1936 as the first female photographer for What magazine, who featured one of her photos on its first cover.
Gee, I don't know. Is it Life?
It is the other one. Speaking of 50-50 shots.
Time?
Time is right, yes. And that photo is of the Fort Peck Dam on the Missouri River.
Huh.
And finally, what singer became the second woman to have two singles in the Billboard Top 5 simultaneously? 1978's Hopelessly Devoted to You and Summer Nights, both featured on the biggest-selling soundtrack album of all time.
She pops up a lot on Any Questions. Olivia Newton-John.
She has a lot of things that we ask about, I guess.
She Xana does.
Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can dash off to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, scout camp. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word for a type of car. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
See you then.